Every day, 130 Americans die from opioid overdose.
Some of us are in invisible prisons today, even as we try to appear free.
Sales of alcoholic beverages are up 55% compared to a year ago.
I believe God's gonna set you free.
Welcome, friends. It has been a minute, but welcome to another episode here on the Recovering Reality Podcast. It's been about a month and a half. It was nice. I was working on a lot of things. Hope you guys are doing great. We're doing great. Been busy building, working on some other things. But I missed hopping on the podcast, and I don't want to get too far away from this. So I do have some fun topics to cover, including today's, and some people I'm going to bring on to chat about. Some different stuff too. I want to start talking about business. I think it's a very important topic right now. And I have my own, of course, and have been coaching people, helping them start businesses, revamp their businesses for years. But I really feel I'm called to be a little more intentional moving into that space. And so quickly, you know, like for the last month and a half, I wish I was sitting around doing nothing. Actually, I don't. It gets boring. I like to relax sometimes, but just long seasons of not doing much are boring. I got to be doing things, building, helping people. But been busy again. My book is in process. Published book that will come out paperback. And I also published a Kindle short read book. My first, it's on Amazon. It's called Clichés. There's a link in my email and whatnot. And you can get it through the link in bio and my Instagram as well. And gosh, I've been working with clients, which I love and keeps me busy, seeing people's lives transformed, and also just doing a lot more intentional stuff in the business sphere, helping businesses revamp and working with people one-on-one to help start businesses. So it's been busy. Family, of course, is wonderful. And it's the reason, it's the why behind so much of this. So doing fantastic. Hope you are doing fantastic. But I wanted to hop on today, and I want to keep this a little more brief, but I want to talk about leadership and the importance of point of view. And I'll break it down with an analogy. Before I do that, though, you know, there's an African proverb. It says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And anything that is really going to influence society, transform people, business, nonprofit, church, organization, where leadership is required. No one person has the point of view that sees everything. I think God kind of designed it that way. I mean, you know, even in the Bible, it says, Paul says, we have the mind of Christ. He talks about in one of his epistles. He doesn't say, I have the mind of Christ. He says, we. It alludes to this, you know, we need each other's perspectives and viewpoints. Because if I think the way I'm seeing it is the way everybody else is seeing it, then I'm going to operate as though everybody is seeing things the way I'm seeing them. And when they're not on page with what I'm doing, get frustrated as to, well, what do you mean you don't understand? What do you mean you can't see it? Well, if I don't take the time to understand their perspective, how they're seeing it, and what it is they're doing, there's going to be a constant butting of heads. But when we can come together and communicate and understand, it enhances everybody's vantage point. Let me give you an example, okay? Let's take four people at a football game, okay? You got a player, all right? Player on the field, okay? You got a coach, all right? And then you got someone in the lower bowl, you know, in the first like 30 rows or whatever. And then let's take somebody way up in the nosebleed seats, okay? All four people are watching or participating in the exact same event. All of them. There's nothing different happening. It's all the same thing happening in that space. for whatever, 3 hours, 4 hours, however long, the game goes. You're a player on the field, though. You're going to have a much different perspective of what's going on. And after the game, if someone asks you and you're elaborating on up close, personal, in your face, banging heads, the blood, sweat, tears, if you will, you're elaborating on right down in the trenches. They ask the coach next, what was the game like? Well, his perspective is standing right on the edge of the trenches. And good coaches, when their players come out, they're asking them, what's it like in there? What's the speed of this, that certain player? Tell me the look from your perspective. They want a different perspective. But if somebody asks after the game, the press asks them, tell us about the game. They're going to have a little bit different point of view. Exact same event. It wasn't different, but they're going to elaborate on it completely different. Take another step back, and now you get someone with pretty good seats at the stadium. After the game, the press is outside and grabs them. Oh, what'd you think of the game? You're going to hear something completely different. Their point of view, their experience, mind you, again, the exact same event. Completely different experience, completely different point of view. Now you take that person way up in the nosebleed seats. Same thing, and even more distant, their perspective is going to be even more removed than the other three. If we really want to get a good grid for exactly what it was like in that stadium and in that game, you have to listen to all four people, and you have to understand and value what all four people have to say. You get the player talking about the game right next to the person who is in the nosebleed seats, and they might sound completely contradictory. They're talking about the same event. And the person in the nosebleed seats says, this is what I saw. This is what was happening in the second quarter on that play. Da-da-da-da-da. This is what took place. The player sitting right next to him, listen, player's like, that's not what happened at all. Let me explain to you what happened. Sometimes we got to understand both are right. They're just different perspectives. You take this, let's look at it in society for an instant. We get people that experience America. Okay. I'm speaking about my country, obviously. I mean, I've done some traveling. I coach people all around the world, I was born and raised here, and I've lived all over this country too. East Coast, West Coast, Rocky Mountain area. What do they even call that? The West? Yeah, I guess that they still call that the West Coast. Yeah. Anyways, I've lived all over the country. Okay. This is the country I know. But you get someone and you talk to them about growing up in Southside Chicago, and you talk to them about their experience of living in America versus someone who lives in Salt Lake City suburbs, middle upper class suburbs, completely different perspective on everything that's going on. But they both live in the exact same country, right? Understand it's a much more macro view than specifically a football game. But what I'm getting at is both perspectives need to hold the weight and have value. What? Because somebody didn't have, most people who grew up in Southside Chicago probably didn't have it real good. Okay. If you're familiar with this, it's a rough area. All right. Just as I'm sitting here right now, it's July 7th. I saw a report that I think over 70 people were shot in Chicago over July 4th weekend. Okay. My perspective of growing up in that is going to be much, much different than somebody's perspective growing up in the suburbs of Salt Lake City. But why should someone be faulted for something they have no control? I have no control over what family I was born into, where I was born. I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm also not going to hold myself above anybody. I've spent a good portion of my life going into areas where people were very less privileged, and it makes me grateful. I love to help. I don't think I'm better because I'm helping. It's nothing to do with that. I've been I've been in rough situations. Anyone who's listening to my podcast knows that. And with the addiction I went through and whatnot. So I've experienced some things. All right. But I'm not going to apologize for the hand I was dealt. And neither should somebody else. Okay. I don't understand or have all the answers to it, but it's important that we understand each person's point of view holds weight and value. Each person deserves a seat at the table to share their viewpoint into what's going on, all the politics and economic stuff and things going on with race or addiction or abortion or whatever we want to talk about. I'm pretty clear about where I stand. I follow Jesus, but I also love people, okay? And it's important that we get somebody's perspective and listen to what they've been through, because it's going to help me understand far better. You know, I'll say this quickly because I want to kind of share about what this looks like in a business as well. But, you know, I've shared about this before, but I work with people for a living for years now. I've struggled with addiction, trauma, these different things. And oftentimes we see someone who's been through that hell and we look back from a distance and it's easy to cast verbal stones or gossip or judge or whatever. If you would sit and listen to their perspective and viewpoint of what life has been like for them from childhood up, you'd stop judging immediately. What does life look like through their lens? Understanding, it wins me favor to really get access to somebody's heart so I could truly help them. You know, but when we look across this country and everything going on, it's really important that we understand. Yeah, there's a baseline for truth. Yeah, I think societies that slip into being wildly immoral and just evil in many regards. Just do your homework, do your own homework, okay? And study societies that slipped into that. They didn't go well. Most of them ended, to be honest, okay? So I'm going to fight for values and morals. But at the same time, change doesn't come by division and gossiping and calling name. It doesn't come like that. It comes by finding common ground and understanding. And I need to see through someone else's lens to really get to that space. I think that if we were to just throw the media aside, wouldn't that be great? Just get rid of the media. If we were to get rid of, though, somebody say, two people, complete opposite ends of the spectrum, and they really put down their opinions and biases, okay, and got the media out of the picture, and they just sat down and had a conversation and understood each other's viewpoint, had a conversation with the goal of finding common ground, and just listened to each other's perspectives. I think 80% of this country would be able to find common ground and have respect for each other. Yeah, I think there's the people who just right and left, it doesn't even matter, who are just, they're not changing. But I think most people, if you just set your biases aside for a minute and communicate and listen and understand with the intention of just listening and understanding, this country would go through a massive healing. Now, let's take a quick look at this, of what it looks like inside of a business. You know, Henry Ford, who I don't necessarily want to dive into his entire life, but we see Ford trucks driving around, and most people know the name, or at least, you know, when you mention Henry Ford, they know at least a little bit. You study this man's life, you got to understand he completely transformed the world. He was the equivalent of, say, a Steve Jobs or a Elon Musk in his generation, completely transformed the world through automobiles. Okay. And the way he did business and got people jobs. And if you study his life too, you find out he wasn't perfect. Shocker. Nobody is. Okay. But he really transformed the world. I want to read a quote from him. He said, "If there is any one secret of success, it lies in the ability to get the other person's point of view and see things from that person's angle as well as from your own." Inside of a business, businesses are set up with a owner, founder, boss, a leadership team, Maybe you're talking about a church. They got a leadership board. Maybe you're talking about a big nonprofit. Maybe it's an education, whatever it is. There's leadership. And I think there's a lot of bad examples of leadership out there and people following bad examples thinking leadership is not about building a kingdom unto myself. Leadership is about raising up other leaders. Leadership is making tough decisions at times that benefit more than just me. If I'm the owner, so I have my own business, but I'm the only employee. So we won't use me, okay? It's been good. It continues to. But I also work, I do business consulting for Vanguard Partners in Southwest Florida. And we work with businesses. And the key to a business running healthy is really communication. It really is. A lot of businesses have really bad systems and processes that they are working and they're working, they're slaving their lives away and breaking even. Okay. And just a shift in some systems and processes, which are extremely important. Just a shift in that, man, most businesses, once they get that locked in, even through the system we create, they actually end up working a little less and making way more just simply because they've got things in order. But even to get that in place, what you need is communication. You have to start with communication. And to have real communication that's healthy and flowing, there has to be a vision and there has to be humility, right? You think about it, you know, like the person, let's take like, you know, Papa John's is coming to mind, okay? I don't know the name of the Papa John's founder, but you know, now that I mention him, you've probably seen his picture on all the commercials, right? So you take him. He's in the business. It's his business. He's been in it since day one. I don't know his whole story. I saw a quick little thing on him recently. I don't know the whole story. That's why he's popping to mind. Okay. But you take him and his perspective of the whole business, it is impossible for him to see everything. Okay. He needs to talk to the managers. He needs to talk to the regional manager. He needs to talk to the person that is actually going to the doorstep delivering the pizza. Communication has to be clear from top to bottom. And when leadership comes in asking questions, yes, leadership has a job to keep people, to keep systems running well, to keep people accountable, to keep people motivated, seeing the big picture vision. But when a leader comes in and asks a question from somebody who's maybe a little lower down on the totem pole, the most effective way to do it is I'm asking a question because I genuinely want to know and learn. I need to know what this business looks like where you're seeing things. I have to see that perspective from top to bottom. And it's impossible for me to see it. So I got to see it through your eyes. I need to communicate with the people that are, you know, just the way that's coming to mind to describe it, lower on the totem pole, so to speak. I need to have healthy, open lines of communication and to be asking them how do you see things running? What's your point of view down there? Not down there like I'm lording over them, but like from your perspective and your position, you tell me what you think of how this business is running. You tell me what you're seeing. You tell me what you think we can change. A good leader knows that just because they give you some feedback, you don't necessarily have to implement their change. Not at all. But they might, when those open lines of communication are there and there's some humility, a good leader knows that when those lines of communication are open, you might hear some really good stuff. You might hear some really good stuff that's going to help you see things better and run the company better. You know, this point of view is really, really important. We often think, we just go about things thinking everyone's just seeing things the way I'm seeing them. And I think if you ask someone, of course, their response would be, well, of course not. But I think subconsciously, it's the mode of operation oftentimes. We just think, well, everyone thinks like, kind of sees it the way I do and thinks like I do. I'm all for being around like-minded people. I get that. But if we really want to build, if we really want to build a business, if we really want to see the full scope and perspective of what's going on, I can't only surround myself with people that see things the way I do. Matter of fact, I don't only want to surround myself with people that see things the way I do because I'm going to be limited. I'm not going to be able to see it all. If you only surround yourself with people that see things the way you do, your whole group's going to have blind spots. You don't want people that only see things the way we do. We want people that see things different, but that are understanding and humble and know how to communicate. And we can have a conversation saying how we're seeing things different. And maybe at the end of it, both of us have a little bit more understanding and a little bit more connection. And maybe at the end of it, we disagree on some things, but we're both mature enough to stay connected and see things a little different. So I just want to encourage you, the point of view that you're in right now, who's somebody around you that you need to be connected to that sees it different? You're a business owner, an entrepreneur, man, you need more eyes, you know, and maybe those eyes are already in your company, your business. You need to get a glimpse. You need to get someone to tell you what it looks like from their point of view. When we can see things from all angles, it enhances our decision-making ability. It enhances our wisdom and what it, and different points of view should not create division. Different points of view should create more, obviously it's diversified. There's more diversity, but it should create more unity as well, because we should be able to see things different and enhance all of our understanding and wisdom. So I just encourage you guys, keep it in mind. Not everybody sees things the way you do. And just because someone sees something different doesn't mean we need to divide. Sometimes it means we need to get closer to that person because they're seeing it different than me and I need it. I need the different perspective. So hope you guys are doing fantastic and something to think about in society, in your business, family, your organization, communication and understanding, seeing people, the different perspectives. It's powerful. It's only going to benefit us and others. Thanks for joining us, guys, on the Recovering Reality Podcast. If you or a loved one is struggling in addiction or in your recovery, please reach out, guys. Get the support and the help that you need. You can reach us at info@recoveringreality.com. This gets you the help that you need so you can get your life back. And guys, you can jump over to the website, tons of free content to help you walk out your recovery in a healthier, happier way. We are also training and equipping, certifying recovery coaches and launching them into the marketplace to help more people recover from this disease of addiction. Thanks for joining, guys. Catch you on the next podcast.